In this session, we shall take a look at savings-related share option schemes. In stark contrast with share incentive plans, savings-related schemes are very simple to operate and administer, and for this reason, they're quite popular. In a savings-related scheme, an employee will make regular monthly savings into a designated building society account. This account is known as an SAYE, a save-as-you-earn account. The employee will make monthly savings throughout a designated contract period. At the end of that contract period, the building society will add a terminal bonus to his savings. The employee will therefore be left with a return of his savings plus a bonus. The employee will then use this cash in the building society account to purchase shares in his employer company at a price which was fixed at the start of the contract. Typically, the employer will offer these shares at a small discount. Note that in this scheme, the employee is saving money on a regular basis and will use his savings to purchase shares from his employer. Unlike the share incentive plans we have just looked at, there are no free shares awarded to the employees. As is the case for most share schemes, the employer company must obtain a revenue approval before operating a savings-related scheme. To obtain approval, the shares must be ordinary shares in the employer company. If an employee works for a subsidiary company, which is a member of a group, the shares awarded under the scheme can be in a parent or holding company.
The company is usually a quoted company, although the scheme can be operated by unlisted companies. In this case, the company in which the shares are offered must not be controlled by another company. This generally means that the company will be a parent company. Alternatively, the company must be controlled by a listed company. These rules are rather complex, and in reality, most UK companies will qualify and will be able to introduce a savings-related scheme.
All employees must be eligible to participate in the scheme, although the employer can exclude employees with less than 5 years' service. In practice, most employers will invite all of their employees to join the scheme, irrespective of their length of service. Persons with a material interest in the company are not allowed to participate in the savings-related scheme. An individual will have a material interest if he has more than 25% of the ordinary shares in the company. A savings-related share option scheme operates in a relatively simple way. The employer company will grant an option to an employee. The option gives the employee the right to purchase shares at a specified price. That price must be at least 80% of the market value of the shares as at the date of the option. This means that a savings-related scheme can allow employees to purchase shares in their employer company at a small discount, but that discount cannot be more than 20% of the value of the shares. For example, if the current market value of the shares in my employer company is £5, I cannot be given a right to buy them for anything less than £4. Revenue approval will be denied when the discount is more than 20%. The employee will make regular contributions to a building society save-as-you-earn account. The employee will sign a contract with the building society, whereby the account will run for either 3 years, 5 years, or 7 years. As at the end of the contract, the cash saved, plus the bonus added, will be used to purchase shares. The purchase price of the shares will be fixed as at the date that the option is granted to the employee. As such, assuming the shares have risen in value over the 3, 5, or 7 year period, the employee has the opportunity to purchase shares for less than their current worth. Because the employee has to wait for between 3 and 7 years to acquire the shares, this scheme is another way in which employers can try to retain their staff. There are certain conditions to be satisfied with regard to the save-as-you-earn account. A save-as-you-earn account is a contract between the employee and a building society. The employee will agree to save for either a 3-year period, a 5-year period, or a 7-year period, The length of the contract must be agreed at the start. The employee is not permitted to change his mind thereafter. In the event of a 3-year contract, the employee will make monthly contributions for 3 years, i.e. for 36 months. At the end of the 36-month period, the building society will add a bonus on top of the cash saved.
For such contracts entered into from the 14th of May 2010, no terminal bonus will be paid. For contracts entered into between 29th of May 2009 and 13th of May 2010, the terminal bonus will be equivalent to 0.3 months of contributions.
For contracts entered into between the 17th of February 2009 and the 28th of May 2009, the terminal bonus will be equivalent to 0.6 months of contributions. For contracts entered into between the 27th of December 2008 and the 16th of February 2009, the terminal bonus will be 1.5 months of contributions. The changes in these bonuses coincide with the changes in interest rates. If an employee takes out a 5-year contract, he will save for 5 years, i.e. for 60 months. At the end of the 60-month period, a bonus will be added.
For such contracts entered into from the 14th of May 2010, a bonus will be paid equal to 1.8 months of contributions. For contracts entered into between the 29th of May 2009 and the 13th of May 2010, the bonus will be equal to 2.2 months' worth of contributions.
For contracts entered into between the 17th of February 2009 and the 28th of May 2009, the terminal bonus will be 2.6 months of contributions. For contracts entered into between the 27th of December 2008 and the 16th of February 2009, it will be 4.8 months of contributions. If an employee takes out a 7-year contract, he will only actually contribute to the Building Society account for the first 5 years. No contributions will be made in years 6 and 7. Under a 7-year contract, the employee will make 60 months' worth of contributions.
However, under a 7-year contract, the terminal bonus is equal to 4.9 months' worth of contributions for contracts entered into on or after the 14th of May 2010. For contracts entered into between 29th of May 2009 and 13th of May 2010, the bonus rate was 5.2 months of contributions.
For contracts entered into between the 27th of December 2008 and the 16th of February 2009, it was 9.3 months. The bonus added to a save-as-you-earn contract is always tax-free. Save-as-you-earn accounts used to be widely available, but they can only now be taken out in conjunction with a savings-related share option scheme. The employee will save a regular amount on a monthly basis. The maximum contribution to a save-as-you-earn account is £250 per month. This £250 per month ceiling applies to all savings-related schemes.
Therefore, if an employee joins a savings-related scheme in 2009 and contributes the full amount of £250 per month, he is not eligible to join a scheme offered, say, in the year 2010, as he is already making maximum monthly contributions. The minimum monthly contribution to a save-as-you-earn scheme is £5. Latest statistics show that there are approximately 700 SAYE schemes in existence. The number of schemes has declined each year since 2000-2001, and there has been a fall in the number of people participating in the schemes. At the end of 2009, 1.36 million had SAYE accounts, which had fallen from 1.64 million in 2008. Let us illustrate how the scheme works by way of a numerical example. A quoted company, ABC PLC, grants an option to an employee in February 2011.
Under the option, the employee is able to buy shares in ABC PLC for £2.50 per share. The market value of the shares at the date that the option is granted is £3. Here you will see that there is a 50p per share discount. However, because this is less than 20% of the market value of the shares, this discount is permitted and the scheme will obtain revenue approval.
The employee takes out a save-as-you-earn contract with the building society, under which the employee agrees to save £200 per month for the next 5 years. Our requirement here is to calculate the number of shares the employee will be able to purchase in 5 years' time. The employee will contribute £200 a month to the building society for the next 60 months. Therefore, at the end of the contract, the employee will have saved £12,000. At the end of the contract, the building society will add a bonus. Because the scheme was entered into after the 14th of May 2010, the bonus will be equal to 1.8 lots of monthly contributions. Here, the bonus will be £360. Therefore, in February 2016, i.e. in 5 years' time, the employee will have cash of £12,360 at his disposal. The employee has an option whereby he has the right to use this cash to purchase shares for £2.50 each. As he has £12,360 of cash and the option price is £2.50 per share, we know that in 5 years' time he will be able to purchase 4,944 shares. Remember that the option gives the employee the right to buy shares if he or she wants to. Presumably, the employee will only take up that right, i.e. the employee will only exercise the option and buy the shares, if the shares are worth more than £2.50 in 5 years' time.
The tax implications of an employee acquiring shares from a savings-related scheme are very straightforward. There is never any tax or national insurance when the initial option is granted to the employee. As we have already mentioned, the bonus at the end of the contract is also free of tax. When the employee exercises the option and purchases the shares with the cash in his building society account, there is no tax at this point. This is irrespective of the value of the shares at that date. The only tax to consider in an approved savings-related scheme will be capital gains tax when the employee eventually sells the shares.
To illustrate this point, let us assume in the previous example that the employee sold his shares for £4 each. You will recall that the employee had the right to purchase 4,944 shares. If all of these are sold, the sale proceeds will be £19,776. The capital gain is simply the difference between the sale proceeds and the cost of the shares to the employee. The purchase price of the shares was £12,360. This is equal to the money saved plus the terminal bonus. You will see that on the sale of the shares, the employee is making a profit, i.e. a capital gain of £7,416. This amount will be charged to capital gains tax. For those of you who have some knowledge of capital gains tax, you will know that an individual has an annual exemption for CGT, which is currently £10,100. As such, if this is the employee's only capital gain for the year, the profit will be covered by the annual exemption and no CGT will be payable.
The final thing to look at in this session is what happens if the employee leaves the employment before the end of his SAYE contract. If the employment terminates due to the death of the employee, the option can be exercised within 12 months of death by the employee's personal representatives. Similarly, if the employment terminates due to the injury, disability, redundancy, or retirement of the employee, the option can be exercised, but this time only within 6 months of the termination of the employment. Otherwise, as a general rule, the employee needs to be in employment at the end of the contract period if he or she is able to exercise the options. Therefore, if an employee resigns and leaves the employment before the end of the contract period, he or she will forfeit the right to purchase the shares. This fits with the general philosophy of share option schemes, which only offer rewards to employees if they remain with the company for a minimum period of 3 years. If an employee leaves the company before the end of the SAYE contract, that employee can continue making monthly contributions into the SAYE scheme until the contract date. At the end of the contract, the building society will pay the bonus as agreed. However, the former employee is not then able to use the money to buy shares in the company. There is no requirement for the former employee to continue making monthly contributions. If he wishes to do so, he can draw the cash out of the account. The building society will add interest up to the date of withdrawal and will thereafter close the account. Any interest credited to a designated SAYE account is tax-free and is not brought into the taxpayer's income tax computation. Let us finish off this session with a couple of practice questions. In the first, you are asked to deal with an employee who takes out a 7-year SAYE contract. Your requirement here is to identify the amount of cash available to him at the end of the contract. Once you are happy with your answer, check it by clicking the button on the bottom of your page.
Ron has taken out a 7-year SAYE contract. Under a 7-year contract, Ron will make contributions to the Building Society account for 5 years only. He will therefore make 60 monthly contributions of £100, totalling £6,000. With a 7-year contract taken out after May 2009, the terminal bonus is equal to 5.2 months' worth of contributions. Here the terminal bonus will be £520. Therefore, the total cash available to Ron in 7 years' time, i.e. in January 2017, will be £6,520. In order to calculate Ron's capital gain, all we need to do is to work out the profit on the sale of the shares. Ron has cash available of £6,520. The option price is £2 per share. This means that he can use the cash available to buy shares for £2 each. If he does this, he will acquire 3,260 shares. The next step is to move on and calculate the capital gain. To do this, we start with the sale proceeds. There are 3,260 shares multiplied by £5 per share. This gives Ron cash proceeds of £16,300. Ron's capital gain is the proceeds minus the purchase cost of the shares. If we deduct £6,520 from the sale proceeds, we see that Ron has a capital gain of £9,780. This concludes this module on savings-related share option schemes.